and one of my other pieces of background, I suppose, is that I've trained community health workers for many years. So, and that's really near and dear to my heart and really relevant to the topic today. So, very briefly, a little bit about the organization I work for, Hesperian Health Guides. See, many of you in the room may well be familiar with Where There Is No Doctor and our other publications. For those of you who aren't, it's health content that is developed with community health workers, for community health workers, and available in over 80 languages and widely used as a source material for training community health workers. So some of the hallmarks is that we do grassroots field testing with partners around the world to ensure that what we produce in the end is really relevant, really practical, really accessible, and really useful for those that are working with community health workers and for community health workers themselves. Our content is heavily illustrated and easy to read. It's used in over 222 countries and territories. And we use a participatory field test process that is relevant for a piece later on, so let me explain just briefly that the process involves usually at least 20 sites in diverse cultural contexts and use contexts to ensure that the content is vetted really carefully that way as well as by experts. So in terms of non-communicable diseases, this is not a topic that we are as familiar with, I think, as a group in community-based primary health care, as something that is an area of action for community health workers. So here's a little bit of background about NCDs. They are incredibly massive and growing problem, especially in the global south. There may still be a tendency to think of these as problems that are located in rich or developed countries and in urban settings, but that's actually not true, and is it's really threatening to become to reach a level of epidemic proportions. Particularly non-communicable diseases like heart disease, diabetes, hypertension, and cancers. They are already now the leading cause of death worldwide and roughly 2 out of 3 deaths globally. Despite the belief that these are located in rich countries, the truth is that 80% of NCD deaths occur in low and middle income countries. And those numbers are expected to rise over 17% over the next decade. So this is clearly an issue that the populations where community health workers that we support in primary health care are dealing with. And we can talk a lot about mortality numbers, but the other thing to think about with NCDs, in fact, is the impact on families and the impact on livelihood and productive lives. So that's, you know, when you think about the scope and the impact, that's a really important element to consider. So I'm going to skim right over this because it's definitely preaching to the choir with this group, that community health workers obviously play a huge role in community health. And we do know that, and I'm happy to answer questions about that, as is everyone else in the room, so we're going to skip over this. But what I think is less thought about is community health workers are uniquely positioned to make an impact on NCDs. In fact, I can't think of a better example of what really draws on the strengths of community health workers as a model. Community health workers can provide early detection and referral. This is part of their function, early identification of illness and referral. We know that they're key players in community education and health promotion, and that's a really fundamental aspect of dealing with, controlling, and preventing the worsening of chronic diseases. We've seen from a number of different examples with HIV and others that they are really effective in supporting people with chronic conditions. And we know that they're the best actors to support organizing at a community level that address underlying causes of poor health. So this sort of space that community health workers operate in makes them uniquely positioned to address effectively non-communicable chronic diseases, especially those like heart disease, hypertension, and diabetes. And when we think about it, there are some cases of community health workers that are doing portions of these, but I think the key here is looking at them playing that integrated role. So certainly health promotion, certainly education, certainly promoting healthy lifestyles, but also looking at how they can support people on medication and care. Peer support is one of the key elements that has been shown to be effective with people living with those with chronic conditions. Here's some more examples up on the slides of ways that community health workers can play a really helpful role around specifically diabetes, hypertension, and also cancers. And I want to underscore the last point, which fundamentally is that community health workers operating in a community can also address stigma, which is emerging as a major issue associated with non-communicable chronic diseases. There's a tendency here in the U.S. and internationally, particularly where there's less knowledge about NCDs, to blame the people for their behavior or for other reasons. There's a lot of stigmatization going on with folks that have been diagnosed with chronic diseases, NCDs. And consequently, the role of community health workers, which we've seen effective in other diseases, is also really important here in terms of fighting stigma and helping create community support and family support. Which brings me to what Hesperian is doing about this. Our goal is to create health information that can be used to train community health workers, because surprisingly, despite what a good fit community health workers are in this topic, this is not an area where most community health workers are being trained. And so what we're aspiring to do is to create content that can create a blueprint for those of you who are training community health workers to incorporate these issues into the work that you're doing with community health workers. And to do that, we actually need your help, so that'll be part of my pitch. But what we're trying to do with this new content that we're developing is, again, to take that integrated approach. Community case management, early detection, referral, helping people manage complications, helping people manage drug adherence, and the education and prevention, both at a family, individual family, and at a community level, that really is going to be what is needed to make a difference. So we're developing this content with the help of a number of organizations, and I want to profile two examples, quite different examples, of CHW programs that are working very effectively on NCDs. The first is a great group, actually in Santa Ana, California, called Latino Health Access. And they are a wonderful example of community health workers and applying that model to an urban setting. It happens to be an urban setting in the U.S. It's a heavily immigrant population. It has one of the densest per cap population zip codes in the country, with the fewest parks, I believe. It's maybe the top three zip codes with the fewest parks in the country. So there's very little open space. Almost all of it, the population is immigrant. Huge disparities in wealth and health in this larger Orange County area. So Latino Health Access uses a model of 12-week promoter-led peer support groups. And many of those people who graduate from the peer support groups become organizers, activists, and do other peer counseling outside of and become graduates of that program. They take a really integrated approach. They're dealing with depression and mental health issues along with diabetes and hypertension. They're dealing with people's issues around cultural adaptation and food. They're dealing with whether or not moms have access to any kind of childcare so they can get exercise. They've come up with really interesting and fascinating approaches that we hope to be able to draw from, learn from, and document to share. And sort of the extreme opposite is Last Mile Health in Liberia. They are a program, very briefly, that trains community health workers in extremely remote areas. I think the nearest community they work in is 35 kilometers or more from a health outpost, and it goes from there. So, and they are working on hypertension and heart disease as a major problem. And they are effectively training community health workers to do this and to deal with this support in that kind of integrated approach I was describing. They started this program in 2013. They've had a lot of success. They're hoping to really scale this out. They've obviously been a little bit distracted with Ebola in the last few months, so we wish them luck with their work on that. And again, they're helping us develop, and many others, this new content for the new Where There Is No Doctor on non-communicable chronic diseases. And at the back of the room, you'll see a flyer that looks like this. It gives you a little bit more information because we are requesting help from anybody who is interested in field testing in your community health worker programs, this content, reviewing it, thinking about it. If your programs already deal with NCDs, then we'd love your help from that experience. And if your programs don't, we'd love your help trying it out. So that's our request, and we look forward to reporting back in the next year how that field testing process went and what the impact was with community health worker programs. Thank you. And come visit our booth.